The reading this morning is Matthew chapter 11, and it's just two verses, or it's three verses, 28, 29, and 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Becca, and I'm quite excited. There's a word I don't really quite understand, but it was yoke. And actually, the yoke I know comes in a sort of eggy form. Do you know the one I mean? And I'm wondering, I think Nikki's going to do the talk. I'm wondering if she's going to get us a full English breakfast this morning. Quite excited. Hopefully, Nikki, I wait in anticipation.
There's been a slight typo. The one with the yoke. Maybe we can put up the correct version. It's a yoke, not a yoke, Tom. There's full English this morning, just the cakes and the goodies that we've got in the kitchen area this morning. So before, let's pop this over here, we can look any deeper into the passage we've just heard Becca read. We need to understand what a yoke is, clearly, don't we, Tom? So if we look in our Bibles, in verse 29, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. And in verse 30, he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So a yoke, if we can pop that picture back up again, okay, is this strange wooden contraption on the left of the screens. Now that's something that farm or working animals would wear, and it goes over their shoulders and around the necks of the animals so that they can comfortably pull something heavy along with them, like a plough, for example. I must say, it doesn't look all that comfortable to me. And I tried to find a picture of some animals wearing one, and to be honest, most of them look pretty miserable. These were the most least downtrodden looking ones that I could find. They don't look that smiley, but most of them look pretty like, oh, this is really hard work. So I'm not sure it was the most helpful image, but you get the impression. It goes over their shoulders and around their necks, and then they can do the work, they can pull the plough. It did make me wonder why Jesus, in a passage where he uses the words easy, light, and rest, would suggest that we put on such an uncomfortable and heavy contraption that's associated with hard work. So I wondered if we could look at it in a slightly different way. This passage begins with an invitation to all you who are weary and burdened. Now, I think that could probably be any one of us in this building right now. We all get tired. We all have to deal with difficult stuff in our daily lives. Sometimes the difficult things stay with us for a really, really long time. And we can feel like we're weighed down by them. Really weighed down and so tired. I was going to ask for a volunteer to help illustrate what I mean. And I thought, who is the most weary and downtrodden person I know? Ah, my husband. Can I borrow you? So everybody else is breathing a sigh of relief that I'm not picking on them this morning. So I'm just going to get my lovely husband to stand here. He's not comfortable at the front, but I'm just going to see if we can. So these bags are full of heavy things. I'm just going to put them by your feet for a minute, Martin. And then I'm going to see how they feel, okay? So maybe these bags are a bit like the work or the difficult stuff that we have to deal with on a daily basis, okay? So they're full of really heavy things. Now, if Martin, he's very strong. If I can put those two in that hand, okay, and those two in that hand, okay? So they're quite heavy, okay? And probably, you know what it's like when you've got bags of shopping. You can carry them for a little while, but the longer and the further you carry them, the more tired you get, the heavier they feel, the more your arms stretch, and they can begin to hurt and cut into our hands. And you're trying to shift things around, and you're trying to put them down for a bit and have a rest. The work that we have to do, the difficult stuff, the burdens that we carry around with us, can feel a little bit like that. Can sometimes feel like they're weighing us down and they're cutting into us. It might be that we're carrying things that don't even belong to us. Or we're carrying things for a period of time or in a way that we were never meant to do. So some things we might need to set down. So I'm going to give you that one. The yoke that Jesus speaks about is a different way to carry things. Now, funnily enough, I don't have a yoke knocking about in my shed. So I thought we could use this instead, because it fits over the shoulders. So, do you want to pop those down for a minute? I'm going to put those on. We might turn you sideways, I think, so we can see. So if you turn that way. There we go. Okay. So it fits over the shoulders. So let's see if this makes things a little bit easier for you to carry. Let's just load you up with all your work and your burdens and some difficult stuff that's going on in your life. In goes the wife and the children. How's that feeling? It's okay. These, did I dig them up off the drive? No. So we're just going to secure those in there like that. Now, that's your weight. That's your workload to pull. Okay. There we are. So, I don't know. It still doesn't look very comfortable to me. Sort of hanging down a little bit, the back digging into you slightly. So, what about if we adjust these straps? Maybe you can pop your hands underneath there and I'll adjust the straps for you. There you go. Got it? I'm going to fit that comfortably on your shoulders. How does that feel? A bit better? Do you want to fit that round? Does that make the work easier?
Yeah.
Good. I've read that a good farmer carefully custom fits a yoke to each animal, so that where, whatever their workload, whatever they have to pull or carry, they can do it without it rubbing and leaving their shoulders sore and hurting. And that's a bit like what Jesus will do for us, I think. Jesus doesn't say that all of the difficult stuff, all of the burdens, all the work is going to go away. But if we carry those things his way, staying close to him and allowing him to help and guide us, the yoke is easier and the burdens are lighter. The yoke for us is carrying things the Jesus way. But what about this rest he's promised us? This still looks and feels like hard work to me. I think you can go and take your burdens and sit down. Do you Do you want to do it over? Thank you. While we think about what I've just said, I think we're going to sing. We're going to have a little break and we're going to sing. We're going to sing, it's in Mission Praise number 275. But just while we're singing that song, I heard the voice of Jesus say, let's have a think about what that means for us, for the situation that we're in now, the workload that we have to do, the burdens that we might be carrying, the difficult situations that we find ourselves in. Just as we sing those words, think about how we can come to Jesus, what it means to wear that yoke, to carry those things in a Jesus way, and what that rest might mean. Let's sing. One night, whilst everyone in my house was asleep, or at least resting in their beds, I was still up, still working. That's not uncommon in our house. I do lots of stuff at night because, well, I just do. I was looking for something, and I forget what it is now, forget what it was that I was looking for. But I remember wondering if it might be in the cupboard next to my bed. And there I was, in the half light, trying to quietly rummage around in this cupboard and not disturb anyone, when I knocked over a massive pile of books. And all of them had been sat waiting to be read for quite some time. In amongst the pile, I found this one. Find Rest. A woman's devotional for lasting peace in a busy life. A devotional that a dear friend gave to me over a year ago. Unopened. Unused. Unread. Ha! Ironic, I thought. Find rest! What a joke! My life is really busy, chaotic even, and I feel like I'm spinning plates and juggling all at the same time. There's just so much stuff going on. Find rest! God's got a good sense of humour. But I sat on the floor and I opened it. And this passage that we're looking at today jumped out at me. And if I'm honest, it made me feel a bit cross. No sign of this stuff letting up anytime soon. Where's my rest then? Me and God have had a few words about that. When we talk about rest, what do we think about? Anybody got any suggestions? Sleep! Quite right, Hayley. Anybody else? Peace. Fabulous. Yes. Meditation. Oh, meditation. Oh, you're all much deeper than me. Do you know what I thought? That's what I thought. Sleep. Yes. Sofa. Feet up. Cup of tea. Lying on the beach in the sun. A hammock and a good book. None of those images, none of those words that you quite rightly called out to me, involve any work or anything difficult though, do they? Jesus never said that we wouldn't have to work. And he never said that there would be no difficult stuff in our lives. But he did say that if we come to him and stay close, he would help us carry it all. The yoke, as we have heard, is still a tool for hard work, but it's a shared yoke. And when we take on Jesus' yoke, the weight is falling on much bigger shoulders than ours. Suddenly, we have the best partner. The rest he's promising us is not physical rest. It's a different kind of rest. It's a soul rest, deep inside. An almost unexplainable peace and calmness in the midst of all the work to be done and the difficult stuff to be lived with. This rest that he speaks about is as a result of being yoked to or connected to Jesus, carrying things the Jesus way. And I'm going to leave that there for you to ponder. Later in the service, there will be an opportunity to think and pray about anything that we might be carrying that we need help with, or maybe we even need to set it down because it's not ours or it's not for this time. But before we do, we're going to hear a bit more about this rest from Angeline and Penny.
So I've invited Penny to come and sit on our lovely sofa. I'll try and breathe that way so I don't infect you, although we've both got germs, haven't we? Yeah, we'll share our own germs together. You comfy? Good. Okay. We may never get out of this again. So, Penny, you're having a listen to what Nikki was saying there. She was talking a lot about being burdened and weary when she first started, you know, and the weary and the burdens that, not you being weary and burdened, but but all of us being weary and burdened. Is it fair to say that you've got some stuff going on in your life at the moment that could make you feel weary or burdened?
Yes. Yes, it could. Yes. But because I've got Jesus, everything that's been happening over the last few years to our family has been very challenging in a number of areas. But the only way that we've got through it is by constantly giving it to Jesus and asking him to take it, to be there with us and to just hold us and to give us his peace and his strength. And he has. We've got through stuff in the last few years that if somebody else had talked about them, I would have said, I could never cope with that. But with Jesus, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And we've found that for ourselves personally.
That sounds quite easy when you say it like that, that it's easy to find rest in Jesus. But has it been easy? Do you find that easy every day? Or, I mean, how do you actually go about practically finding rest in Jesus?
No, some days, particularly during the last year or so of my mum's illness, both my parents had Alzheimer's and we cared for them until they died. And we've also had a number of other family issues which are still going on now and are difficult. There have been days when I've been literally hanging on by my fingertips. But in a strange way, the worse things have got, the more difficult, the more heartbreaking, the closer it's brought me to Jesus, the more I've realized that Lord, I just need you. Every single moment of the day, I need you in my life constantly. Sometimes I put Premier Christian Radio on so that in the background there are other Christians who are talking. I can hear Christian music playing that I can join in with. That's been an immense help, especially during the years when I wasn't able to come to church because there wasn't really anybody else who could do the things for Mum that I had to do towards the end. And it was very isolating, but listening to a Christian radio station helped. And You just need constantly to bring things to Jesus, to have him there with you in the center of whatever the problem is, to know that he is right there with you. And so many times I've literally fallen to my knees and said, Lord, I just can't go on with this. And I just felt his arms go around me. And some extraordinary things have happened. People have come to help us. We've had gifts when we thought we might have nowhere to live. We've had people giving us financial gifts. We've had help. Some of my children have helped with mum. And one of our sons in particular found that caring for his grandma and doing things for her physically has led him into a career in nursing now, which he's thoroughly enjoying. So out of all these difficulties, God, he doesn't just help you through it, but he brings some quite unexpected things and unexpected joys. And no, I wouldn't want to go through some of those things again. But I know that whatever comes our way, I know that Jesus will always be faithful, that he will never let us go, he will never let us down, that he will be there, sometimes down in the pit with us, and sometimes lifting us up out of it, and just as Nikki was taking bricks out and books out, taking those burdens away, and allowing us to know the joy of knowing him and being with him every moment. I just love Jesus.
That sounds like a good place to stop. Thank you very much, Penny.